Blog Talk Radio.
TMZ. Zoom in, get a good look. Yeah, it's me. Know where the fuck I'm from?
We don't play.
Yo. I'm reppin' LG and I'm the next great heavyweight. About to be the champ, nigga, every weight never safe. Level of potential, damn near out of space. About to skip the nigga who next, and I bet he wait. Ready for whatever, I'm coming fully equipped. About to show him how to spit, drop me a few hits. I think big, I just extended the clip. Yeah, we might party, but we will get on some bullshit. I thought I told you buffoons to stay tuned. I know I kept saying soon, they say I'm a late bloom. Gave it a little gas, I got him smelling in the fumes, blue past, now your career in the rear like views. First thing you learn as soon as you step out the womb is rep your hood until you go to the tomb. Gotta tidy up the game, suggesting you make room, cause I'm about to make a clean sweep like a broom. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. Yeah. You should never bite the hands that feed you. And I don't know who's running that feast, but I wanna eat too. I came through, stole the shine like a thief do. Now the honeys wanna lock me down like police do. Why your face all in my book? Oh, you can read too. Crowd in my space, fake friends so see-through. My man Mano told me how I should greet you. First I say hi, wave bye, then delete you. You not impressed, but I promise you'll be amazed. With the bins, with the rims, a year over legal age. It's Avatar Blue and they finding it kinda strange that when the sun shines, every time it move, the color change. It's Baker, and I've been on a steady grind. BK all day, Empire State of Mind. I hope you reppin' yours just like I be reppin' mine. Having trouble understanding, rewind it a few times. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I don't give a fuck if I've been gone for a while. It's like I did a bid right after I blew trial. I kill haters, dump the bodies in the pal, and my only two weapons is a high and a smile. Was given a few chances, made it all good across big bodies of water, repping my hood. Real niggas show love just like I knew that they would, and the ones who said I couldn't do it wishing that they could. They wanna get me out the game cause they mad, trying to say I'm taking performance enhancers for the swag. I laugh while I'm shopping for body bags, but I think it's kinda sad, a few toes need tags. I got riches now, came up out the rags. My life's so fab, I just throw it in the bag. They kicked me when I was down, even throwing a few jabs. If you didn't fuck with me, bet now you're wishing you had. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn.
Yo, what up? It's your boy Chase Baker, and every Friday night I'm locked in with Brooklyn Black and Tasha B on pregame radio. Feel me?
Yeah, what's going on, family? You already know what it does. It's Friday. What's today? May 6th, you know what I mean? It's pregame radio. We here chilling. It's your boy Brooklyn Black. We got Tasha B in the building. And it's been a minute since she's here, so let's get in the building. What's up, Tasha B?
What's going on with you, baby? I'm back. Just posted on Facebook, I show up to work during vacation and take time off on work days, you know.
That's what's up. Because for those who haven't been paying attention to Facebook and Twitter, I put the free game admins on vacation, you know, because most of us, we've taken on new projects and things like that, and we have to work on these new projects, and we can't, you know, really divert a whole lot of energy into the show. It's not that we don't want to do the show anymore, but it's just that we have to, you know, really focus, and we can't focus on what we're working on and then still focus on pregame radio at the same time.
Yeah, that's my first Friday off, and I don't know when, man.
Like, you know, we're human. You know, we like to sleep. We like to hang out with friends. You know, we just like to chill at home.
But we love our fans. We love our fans. We love all our listeners, man. We love you guys so much.
Yes, we do, but, you know, we got to, you know, like I said, handle these other projects and rest up. You know, so tonight, I wanted to do tonight one so I can give my salute to mothers. Tasha B., happy Mother's Day.
Thank you, baby.
All my Edmonds Wall mothers, Ab, Ollie, Marjorie, happy Mother's Day to y'all.
Can I make a little quick announcement?
All the mothers that I know, happy Mother's Day. All the mothers I know, happy Mother's Day. So I had to do that show to salute them. And also, I had to do a show to salute the special ops team who done kicked in the dough, with their four poles, and put one of those sovereigns gone, you heard?
Yeah, they got that nigga finally. It took, what, 9.5 years? Thank you.
So I had to say thank you to them. And, you know, as long as I know how, pregame radio. You know, this is what we do. Call us up, 347-857-4302. Audrey, I see you, son. I see you. Hopefully you home chilling. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Radical Spring Valley TV, who stayed plus with my man just because he's Indian. Yo, he is Indian. He's not a member of Al-Qaeda. He's not even A-Rat. All right? Leave him alone.
But he's Indian in Spring Valley. Like, that's nothing new.
So,
he's not the only Indian in Spring Valley. That's the crazy thing. I think it's the ponytail, man. He needs to cut the hair. I love you, RJ.
RJ, cut your hair, man.
Like, anybody with a ponytail looks suspect, man.
And also, you know, we're working on things for Pre-Game Radio Season 3, you know, which is going to be fucking epic, I tell you. You know.
Yo, did you notice? I'm sorry, I'm like rambling on right now, but did you notice that Lady Still dyed, she has gray hair now?
Yeah, shout out to Lady Still for dyeing her hair gray when
That's
she's
crazy.
In her 20s.
She looks like Storm.
She does. And I like it. It was hot, but only Lady Still would do something like that.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's her thing, though. Like, Lady Still is extra. Like, I love it. Shout out to Lady Still.
And, matter of fact, I'm going to play a joint that reminds me of Lady Still's crazy ass. So, go to 347-857-4302. Brooklyn Black. Oh, and if you guys are not friends with Tasha Lee on Facebook, you should be just up to check on her profile picture. I like it. You got the little Billie Holiday thing going. I dig it.
You know what? Somebody told me I look like Suge from The Color Purple last night. I was like, yo, that's crazy.
You know, like Suge Avery. Oh, man. Yeah. We got to get into this throwback joint because, you know, that's how we do it pregame radio in the beginning. We pay the throwbacks and we keep it going. Call us up, 347-857-4302. Shout out to anybody who's on the check-in. That's crazy. 252-787. Puerto Rico, what's good? Yo, that's crazy. Puerto Rico, pregame's with us. That's heavy right there.
I tell you, give us a vacation and it's better than ever.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that later, man. But in a second, we'll be right back.
When you were sick, watch it blow up, blow up. Tell me, how you gonna see it now? So far from sincere.
I love you.
Fabrications in my ear drive me so far up the wall. I come sliding down. What is this I see?
I don't believe
you
that.
Don't come home to me. Well, you don't come home to me. I can't feel, can't bear.
I won't.
You keep telling me lies, but to your surprise, look, I hope you're happy in store. Go out there.
Yeah, you've been caught.
Why the hell her? Look, she trapped
in. Look at her.
A mess. What do you see?
I don't know.
It's not all about cash.
Hell no.
Nor how much you flash. How I drafted a reflection of me. What is this I see? You don't come home to me. Well, you don't come home to me. Can't deal, can't bear.
Told you I won't.
You keep telling me lies. But to your surprise, look, I got something for y'all. It's yours. Caught out there.
I hate you so much right now. 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 I hate you so much right now.
It's your girl, Cherry Johnson, and I'm feeling good tonight. I'm sitting here next to my boy, Brooklyn Black, and we're in the pregame.
Yeah, you already know. We're back live, pregame radio. Brooklyn Black, I should be. You know, just a little smoke show. Like I said, I'm just testing, make sure everything's going right. So I'll tell anybody who just saw my Facebook update and call it in 843, like I said, 252-787-203-201-973. So everyone that's on the check-in, I appreciate it. Thank you. So that should be what's good with the Maybach model. What's good down south where you at? How you holding down your sector? Hello?
Why?
I said, how's things going at the Maybach Club with the Maybach models and all that?
Oh, man, I'm sorry. I'm sitting here rubbing my homegirl's pregnant belly. Everything is going great with that, though. Everything is going lovely. We're expanding. We got a video shoot coming up with Al Cole. I'm going to try to get him on the show real soon. We just did a fashion show for VH1, and we got some stuff going on with some other things right now. So hopefully we'll be working with Mama Jones real soon in her dip wear, you know, because I'm a psychotic bitch.
Yeah, I would definitely, just a little bit. But let me ask you, are you aware that we have a female pregame approved artist?
No, I actually am not aware. I heard a little bit about it, but I'm not, you know, I need to fill me all the way in because, you know, I'm the biggest skeptic.
Oh, okay, well, she goes by the name of Z-Swag, and she's from the Midwest, Ohio, by way of Harlem. So, you know,
okay.
And she's real big on LL Cool J's Boom Dizzle site. Like, if you go there, you search her, like, her fan base is retarded.
Word. I like that, because you know I'm a rep for the ladies, but if you're coming out as a lady, you got to come strong. Ain't no half-stepping.
All right, so you know what? You be the judge for yourself on this one. Hit us up, 347-857-4302. Shout out to the chat room that's popping right now. and we get it a lot. FreeGameRadio.ning.com, set it up, and that's under construction too. So we're just working on everything during this little vacay. But like I said, call us up. We're here now. All right, and we'll be right back.
Uh-huh. Flex a little, yeah, uh-huh. Flex a little, yeah, uh-huh. You know how I go, need a 16, I gotta put a low, yeah, uh-huh. See, I got bars, get a verse from the queen, and they go hard. Rep in my town, when you see me, you know why they in them. Flex a little, I put it down like it's either, you know why they in them.
Pregnant belly, you rubbing?
Oh yeah.
Normally,
I
want to
hear
some
more of her stuff, though. Definitely, I want to hear more of her.
All right, so let's do it. Move this way. Coming up. Let's see. All right, let's see if you like this one here.
Money right now, getting money, okay. Right now. Don't discriminate every color I see. I flood the club with cash, cause I gotta shine. I got talent, but I'm balanced by the dollar signs. My swag off the charts, so I stunt like it. The year is updated, but you can't buy it. I'm in the club paid, pockets inflated. These swag coming harder than the masturbation. I'm a fan with cash in the air.
Yeah, we are back. That was another Z-Swag joint. That was Cash in the Air. Big shout out to Z-Swag, the whole Z-Swag team. Like, her following on Twitter is bananas. Tasha would be like, I can't
even. Yeah, I got to follow her on Twitter, like, ASAP. Sorry, you know, I can see
follow
it.
Follow her. It is the real Z-Swag, S-W-A-G-G. Follow her for the most part. She does follow back.
All right, then.
So, a big shout out to her, but it's in light of all of her success, all the shit that she does, we have other pre-game approved artists doing the damn thing right now. Like Cashmere, he is right now on a tour. He's in the South. He just did North Carolina. I believe he's in South Carolina somewhere this weekend.
Well, he's in South Carolina. Pause, pump your brakes. Let me know where he's at, where he's going, what's his name.
Well, you know, they know I'm on Twitter, BK Cashmere.
Okay.
And see where he's at on tour. As a matter of fact, you can hit up Oli. She is vice president of the Cash Administration.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Never mind. I already know what we're talking about then.
All right. Also, H Squared, their album just released last week.
Okay.
So they're doing their thing on datpiff.com. And right now, for a limited time, the album is available for free. So I would definitely say get it now and listen to it because it's tough.
I want my copy.
All right, I got you. So we're going to get to the joint that is being heavily requested on Hot 97 and Power 105 now. You see, that's why
damn.
But if you're going to be approved, like, they move on to bigger, better things and they do it, you know? But here we go. Who you with? H Square featuring the Disabled on Pre-Game Radio.
Yeah, what's that new word, baby? First, with us,
yeah. Well, yeah. I know night we be happy getting bottles of the show. With ladies, and they all on me. I know the girl five. With the so on deck, great taste in the rose all night.
I love right now. And the bounce
of the big girl. Me out to the
Licky, 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 picky, picky, picky. Pick me a chick with a booty like Nikki and a rat named Dee Dee. Weave like Gabby and a face like Hattie, just not too shabby. I wanna sway that, not afraid to take chances, such as butt naked lap dancing up in VIP, so that all could see. Pop champagne, baby, grind on me. Rosé, chili, clique, go with me. Remy on the rocks, Amaretto and Henny. Make that booty pop, let the cork out the bottle. Let me sip off you, girl, champagne on the mind. DJ, won't you play her song so I can see her shake that thing all night long. And the crew gets lovely too, let them all come. Cause it ain't fun if the homies can't get none.
You wanna line all night, we VIP, getting bottles of it all night. With ladies in here, and they all on me, another girl five. With rubber juice on deck, Grey Goose and Rosé all night. With
play again.
If you with me, got me out to the sunrise.
Man, you already know, I get it how I live it, so I spit it, and that's how it goes. Waves like the club scene regular. The owner steady texting me and blowing up my cellular. Reach the door, you know what the slaves be. The biggest goofing off the line, I'm taking the lead. Only the nice ones, the dime ones, they come a dime a dozen. I can easily pull out 9 ones. You could do the math, then square it off. Everything we spit is twice as thick, so prepare to call. Shorty digging, I can tell cause she's swinging. Sitting on top of the couch, a nigga kinging. Bottle to the dome, bottle in the upper hand. Pouring her a drink cause she acting all feminine. You ain't with us, you might as well be alone, mommy. Cause anybody besides us is nobody.
You wanna line all night, we VIP, getting bottles of it all night. With ladies in here, and they all on me, another girl five. With sorbet juice on deck, Grey Goose and Rosé all night. With, if you with me, then we out to the sunrise.
Fresh off the 96, let me be your 69. Clubs packed, no line, the goal's to get inside. Your patron in your future, get rid of those guys. Dudes get grounded, lanes never fly. They ask who, you say we did it. Lean like my fit is better than whoever you get. Black label chill, what you call space, we call ace. Been reppin' H squares, high on haze. Bottles on deck, behind home plate. Shorty at home, bassy and about face. Need to know what you know, if there's moves to make. Ain't about nothing except where we at the next day. My place, your place, hotel, that's it. Your face, my face, no clothes, head anywhere. You ride, I moan, you love, I join. Tell me who you with,
when we turn the lights low. Tell me who you with, you wanna line all night, we VIP, getting bottles of it all night.
Play again.
Who you with, ladies in here, and they all on me, another girl five. Tell me who you with, juice on deck, Grey Goose and Rosé all night. Tell me who you with, if you with me, then we out to the sunrise.
Yeah, we live back. That was H-Square featuring Disabled, Who You With. Dr. B, did you like that one?
I kind of like that one. I'm not going to say it's my favorite, but I kind of like that one. But, you know, I'm a little more judgmental. It was real like that.
Come on. You know we keep it real. Why you holding stuff back? Why you holding back, son? You need to ask me?
Nah, I'm not holding back at all. It's just, you know, I don't be on that whole gangster stuff all the time. And it kind of had that feel to it, that OG black and white video. You know, niggas outside with hoodies and coats on. And,
that was a club joint. How did you get that?
It didn't feel like a club joint to me. Like, you know, to me, a club joint is a little bit more up-tempo. I'm not saying I don't like it, but it's not my feel.
All right. I guess, you know, that's what it is at pregame radio. A whole bunch of
that's
different
things. That's not going to put me out in the club. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, you want to dance to that?
I mean, I would, but it's not going to flip me out.
What kind of song would flip you out, so to say?
You really want to hear? Like, we don't even play that music on the show.
I want to know.
Nah, I be doing, you know, like I be on the more of the pop crowd. You know I'm a big Chris Brown fan, so shout out to Chris Brown. His birthday was May 5th. He turned 22. Team Breezy. I had to do that. I had to do that. I had to show that love. Maybe he's out there listening right now, you know?
Probably is. You know, I'm not going to front.
Maybe it would be nice because, you know, I'm friends with him on his personal Facebook page or whatever. So hopefully,
then you need to let him know.
He catches on to what I'm posting.
You know, then you need to let him know.
Yeah, I'm real cool with his brother or whatever. So.
And you know, we won't talk about nothing you don't want to talk about.
Huh?
I said, tell him we won't talk about nothing you don't want to talk about.
Exactly,
I want him throwing
right?
First of all,
she who must not be named, that's what I'm going to call her. We will not talk about her at all ever if I'm ever around. No, not going to happen. So no go. That's the past. I want to talk about, if anything, I want to talk with her about the special effects he did with that She Ain't You video. That video was fly. He dedicated that to MJ.
You know, I didn't see that one.
Oh, man, you got to go YouTube it. She Ain't You. It's, man, nice little tribute to Michael Jackson, of course.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yo, shout out to American Idol. They got another black kid that's actually making it to the end. They haven't had a black American Idol since, like, Fantasia, so.
They gave Ruben Studdard in Fantasia. They had one black guy, one black girl, so that was enough. That's what they thought.
Whatever, but it's a good thing they doing that. And you are really crazy. But you know, it's that time we normally do pals, you need your ass beat. And I try to have one. If you walk into a prepaid store and ask, do you sell prepaid phones? Pals, you need your ass beat.
You need to try again. You need something. Like, your mom needs to ask
you. You have no idea how many times I hear that on a daily basis.
No, see, if I was you, I would send them right back outside the store and be like, read the signs on the outside of the door and then come back in and try again.
And then people go, oh, I don't get a free phone? You want a free phone? Sign a contract.
Exactly. I don't know, man. You know what? That's the problem with Americans, man. We want so many giveaways and free stuff, and it's crazy. Like, we don't realize and appreciate the stuff we have. It's like,
I said that's why we're in recession now, because niggas don't pay full price for nothing.
That and the fact that we live outside of our means, like, niggas walking around with iPhones that, you know what I'm saying, like, can't even afford to pay the bill on it. Like, we're always trying to live outside our means and flaws for everybody else, when at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter what somebody else thinks about you, you know what I'm saying? Like, and this is coming. I'm one of the most, you know, arrogantly, like, outspoken with my physical appearance type person and my gadgets and all that, but at the same time, live within your means, man. If you can't pay that phone bill, don't get
You're
that
You're not
money.
Arrogant.
Huh? Yeah,
You're
I am.
Not arrogant.
Yes, I am. You know I'm arrogant.
No, you're not.
In the sweetest way possible.
You're a sweetheart.
I'm going to show you how arrogant I am. Everybody, make sure you're following me on Twitter. It's at The Real Tasha B. All capitalized. You know, the first letters of each word. Thank you.
That's not arrogant. I do shameless plugs all the time. Hit me up, at Brooklyn Black on Twitter. Pregame _ radio is the show's Twitter account, so follow the show. Follow me. We follow back. Tasha B don't follow back, though. She's just real conceited with her shit. She just want to accumulate followers. And I have,
nah, I'm pretty good about
following.
I'm not too bad about following back. I just haven't been on Twitter in so long, but, you know, I be on there from time to time.
Yeah,
I make my
followers
pop out.
She don't respond to nothing. But, Tasha B, you
have to
know
DMs. I respond to different messages.
But you are familiar with the show Jersey Shore, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're familiar with Snooki.
Of course. Who doesn't know right. Snooki? They actually made a Muppet after her.
Check how your boy Lucky Me did a song dedicated to Snooki.
Wow, Snooki is now up there with me. She has a song by Lucky Me dedicated to her. Congratulations, Snooki. I'm such a jerk sometimes.
Well, check it out. It's, and he actually named it Snooki Bear.
Oh, wow.
Lucky Me, it's Snooki Bear on pregame radio. Hit us up, 347-857-4302.
Coast to coast instrumental.
Yeah. I'm on parole now, know what I'm saying? Smoking that good again. Damn, this shit feel good. Yeah. You can bring the weed, and I'ma bring the cake. And we gon' have a party like every single day. And you can bring the Dutch, cause girl, I wanna fuck. And we gon' get drunk, so we throw up. You can bring the weed, and I'ma bring the cake. And we gon' have a party like every single day. And you can bring the Dutch, cause girl, I wanna fuck. And we gon' get drunk, so we throw up.
I got that Kush, I got that throw, I got that purple haze. I keep the model type, diva chicks by the waist. It's your birthday, little mama, get you stupid drunk. Party all the time, Eddie Murphy, watch me act a fool. Ladies everywhere can't get no numbers, I'ma laugh at you. Elmira girls, I smash a few. Catch me blowing gummy, throwing money in the air. Snow bunny say they love me, cause I keep that gray goose and my dick all in their tummy. E-pills, cocaine, niggas get your dance on. Dice making out in the corner, can't keep their pants on. Dutch roll it up, pass me a cup, sipping on that dynamite. Still making music, I'm still here, yep, I love the life. I stay fresh, I'm so blessed, I'm trying to chase that cookie. I like my girls kinda thick, ass Snooki. Throw your best on, cause it's party time. And shout out to them girls smelling good and looking fine.
Bring the weed, and I'ma bring the cake. And we gon' have a party like every single day. And you can bring the Dutch, cause girl, I wanna fuck. And we gon' get drunk, so we throw up. You can bring the weed, and I'ma bring the cake. And we gon' have a party like every single day. And you can bring the Dutch, cause girl, I wanna fuck. And we gon' get drunk, so we throw up.
Got that Nouveau, got that Ciroc and that Hennessy. I'm doing it big, what these haters pretend to be. I'm pushing to the metal, my eyes are black and yellow. Excited, I'm around like when the Knicks got Carmelo. So lean to the left, now lean to the right. Go get them babysitters, make sure them jeans is tight. Man, it's a celebration, I'm toasted off the bubbly. I'm talking sexy in the air, yep, it's just a thug in me. Get up off the wall, I don't care, you can two-step. It's 50-50, my size, acting like no dudes. That's still liquor in your cup. Stop playing, drink it up, bring it back, drop it low. I'm trying to fill up on that butt. I do this shit for Rockland, I'm the best, come on, stop it. You mad, I'm coming back, I'm the biggest thing popping. Sex made music, holla at dawn. R. Kelly with the flow, y'all niggas pee on.
You can bring the weed, and I'ma bring the cake. And we gon' have a party like every single day. And you can bring the Dutch, cause girl, I'm trying to fuck. And we gon' get drunk, till we throw up. You can bring the weed, and I'ma bring the cake. And we gon' have a party like every single day. And you can bring the Dutch, cause girl, I'm trying to fuck. And we gon' get drunk, till we throw up.
I'm twisted. I'm done. Yo, pass that shit, man. Stop playing, man. Pass that shit, man. We got bunnies everywhere. It's crazy. Snooki Bear. Yo, man. Yeah.
Okay.
Yo, what's poppin'? It's the kid Lucky Me, a.k.a. Mr. New City, Rockland's King is in the building, and on Friday nights when I'm not hollering at snow bunnies and all that, trying to give me a little number, I'm tuned in. What I'm tuned in to? I'm tuned in to Brooklyn Black pregame radio. You heard?
Mm-hmm.
What you hear me? Pregame radio with your boy, Brooklyn Black. Ladies, he's coming for you. It's your boy, I'm out.
You know what it is. Brooklyn Black pregame radio. Lucky me.
Mm-hmm.
We're Snooki Bear. Tasha be here with us tonight. And that's special because she's been away for a while. And we missed her here at pregame radio.
I've been down here, you know, taking in the culture in the South, you know, understanding this Southern music, you know, this Waka Flocka and that Bow Bow.
I'm sorry. I can't get with it, man. I'm sorry. But you know,
nah,
I can't get
a lot of good music down
music
here in the South, man. That's not really being discovered. Like, I'm really going to this little, well, I know they're well known, but Travis Porter, I'm really feeling them right now. They're
now,
doing this again.
Also,
but there's a lot of artists out here y'all need to really hear, man. I'm going
to
bring them in.
I have to address something that me and you, that you brought to me behind the scenes one day. Tasha B has said that we do not give the South love here on Pregame Radio. Now,
no, I did not. Hold up. Let me. Since we're going to go that way, I'm going to reiterate exactly what it is that I said. I said that it's harder for Southern artists to get pregame approved because everybody's on that New York and up top swag. Like, Southern music doesn't go as far as other music. And I'm not talking about VA because I don't consider that the South.
Okay, but see, here's the reason why there's not that many Southern rappers that have, one, A, been on pregame ready, or B, been pregame approved. That is strictly because of the artists in the South. Okay? Because we do have listeners from the South. So pregame ready is known in Alabama, North Carolina,
well, yeah, you guys have
South
listeners
Carolina,
the South, but
Tennessee,
the whole staff, our whole
Georgia.
Staff is from New York, for the most part.
Well, we have Jews down South. We have
and the listeners don't get a vote. They don't get a vote. You know what I'm saying? Like,
and the reason why you guys don't get a vote is because you guys don't call in when the guests are there. That's why you guys don't get a vote. I take
no,
the vote
but at the end of the day, you know, when
there.
We do pregame approval, it has to be a majority of the pregame radio hosts and co-hosts that, you know, pregame
right.
approve somebody.
So if you're not here and I'm doing the show with Jada Tech Guy and Lady Steele, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or even if I throw in a pregame approved special guest host, right? If I broadcast to either of them and you, Oli, and Marjorie Putty are not on the line, y'all not there. But if I have a majority of other admins on the line, I use their votes.
That's understandable, but what I'm saying to you is that
also,
the admins that are
too,
more typically on the show are more subject to liking more northern music because that's what they're accustomed to.
Right, but
versus having a diplomatic ear, you know, like you
right,
can have a diplomatic ear when it comes
in.
To music.
Like, say if I'm short a co-host and the listener calls in, right, and the listener's from Alabama, and I have a Southern artist, and they'll go, because it's happened before season one and early in season two. And they'll go, he didn't like it. It was because of this. It was because of that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got a Southern artist now, Capo Sevilla, who should be pregame approved, but isn't for the reasons you said. And the reason why he is still in the middle like that is because no one else, like, say, no one from the South, none of his fans in the South have gotten at me and said, yo, such and such is nice, should be pregame approved. You know what I'm saying? An artist's buzz on pregame radio and how hard we played it, we rock with them and all of that, that solely rushed on the artist.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, you just gave Capo Sevilla some points. Shouts out to Capo Sevilla. Y'all follow him on Twitter. But, you know, it's almost like an underdog type thing because in the rap game, people are used to hearing like Twistin' and real hardcore, amped up type music that comes out of, you know, the place where hip hop is born, which is New York, which is Brooklyn. And the problem
That would be the greatest thing, but hip hop was actually born in the Bronx.
All right, my your correction, me. I just like to claim everything for my hood. But my big thing though is just that, you know, the music down here is very different. You know, even for me when I moved back down here, having been in New York all that time and listening to stuff like Vado and all that all day long, and coming back down here and having to get readjusted to the music. At first, I was just like, oh, this is all terrible. Everything was terrible to me, and so I got my chance to enter into Southern society, and I feel myself like, you know, rocking the music that, say, 7-8 months ago, I wouldn't have been listening to at all. So it's about what you're accustomed to. You know, once you get used to that culture, you're more, I guess, apt to towards music that sounds like what you're used to listening to. And, I mean, I've listened to music. I know artists from all over the country, especially when I was out in Cali. I had people out in Cleveland and Texas. I mean, all over. And there's a lot of Southern rappers don't get the representation that they deserve because the music is a little more slow sometimes, a little more laid back, or they're talking about something that people, that New Yorkers don't know about.
But
you know,
also
so, I mean, I just want to say,
really,
all I'm saying is that
wait,
I want to make
wait, wait, but also, which is why they need to make themselves more active on pregame radio, because I have, you know, I can't say I have, but I know for a fact that there are managers that listen to the show, that listen to the playbacks. Now I'm saying specifically for the tracks that I play, specifically for who I make pregame approved. You feel what I'm saying? So if there are these hot Southern rappers on there, like I believe that they are, like you are saying that they are.
Okay, you know what it is? And then this, who I'm just saying, like, from my, and this is just my personal opinion, some of the artists who were up north artists that are pregame approved to me are not the same echelon of artists as some of the southern pregame artists that were not pregame approved. Like, it seems like, you know, there's some artists who, you know,
okay,
unfortunately,
and
I'm not necessarily
still
calling anyone out, but I can remember certain tracks that I've heard and I'm like, that's not it. And they
and,
still get pregame approved.
And still, like I said, you know what I'm saying? It's because of that. Like, say, when I book an artist, right? When I book an artist, I make sure that they have everything they need for promotional purposes. The link to the show, phone number, website, the pregame radio, so listen to this from there, and also, of course, to bring traffic to the site. And, you know, anything else, even myself and them, if they got any questions, they can hit me up, they may hit me up, whatever. So I give them the tools to help them get their name out on the show as well. Because if you're on my show, you know what I'm saying, I'm rocking with you to an extent. If you're pregame approved, I pretty much live by your music. So there's to support, and everybody support me will support you because that's what I rock with. So these Southern rappers, they just all they got to do, plain and simple, get at me. That's it. Get at me. We'll talk. We'll hook things up. Hell, here's a Tasha B. I don't want to sound all bossy, but that's her job.
Yeah, it really
here's
is. It really
B.
is.
You know,
and
now,
I like
too.
To vouch for. I like to vouch for the South, mainly because I know a lot of times there's a lot more opportunities.
No, there's no more vouching for the South.
No, I'm not talking about on the show.
No,
I'm not talking about on the show. Listen. I'm not talking about on the show. I'm just talking about in general in the music industry. You are much more accessible to a lot more artists and record labels and things like that. Being up north versus down here, it's not a lot. You really got to travel and go far to do it. So a lot of talent down here doesn't get
of the independent record labels out there. Come on.
No, but what I'm saying to you is that being seen and heard by someone who is somebody down here is less likely
but they don't
than,
need
to be heard and seen
they
in New York.
They don't need to nowadays. They don't need to.
But what I'm saying to you is that that's the grind. They're slow because at the end of the day,
three major record labels that originated from the South that made their own way and make millions of dollars. You can name
of
three
course,
right
but
off
look,
the top of
but
your
look,
head.
But what I'm saying to you is how many more people from the South make it versus people up north that really make it big?
Come on, how many people actually make a bit coming out of New York, for real?
Because I'm telling you this right now, mainly because, look at Blonde Fury, like, that was Lugoff. So many people never even heard of that town before him. And talent like that does not always get so easily discovered, and there's a lot of artists out here like that. Maybe not on Blonde Fury's level, but they just don't have the access to get to these people. It's a lot easier to hop on a 2-train and go, you know what I'm saying, downtown or whatever, versus, oh, I got to get in a car that I don't own and drive all the way to Atlanta. And it's different. It's real different down here. And I'm speaking that from me being down here and watching the music industry and watching what these artists go through. Down here in the South, it's a different grind. It's a totally different grind. Because I done been with artists up north and artists down here, artists out west. The South is a different grind. And it's difficult.
Mm-hmm. OK. Okay.
That's just all I'm saying. I'm just saying, you know,
I'm telling you
what I'm seeing myself.
Okay, and I'm with you. And I'm with you. I bet it's hard out there for a pimp down there. I got you. I'm with you.
Now, you know, it's just like a lot of times, a lot of people do, you know, I'm just trying to rep for the South as much as I can because they don't have a voice a lot of times in games like this. Like, for example, this show comes out of Brooklyn. Almost everybody on the show is in or from Brooklyn. Majority of the people have never lived in the South, so they don't know what the grind is like down here. And I'm down here in it right now watching it. I'm telling you, it's a different ball game down here. It's totally so different, man.
Look, I see it like this. But it's hard everywhere, even for New York artists. Even if you could just
take the two things down. I'm not saying it's not hard everywhere, but I'm just telling you it's a different type of hard down here. Just like it's a different kind of hustle down here. All I'm saying is a different game, and I want people to be more into it.
I wanna tell you guys a little bit of what I'm up to during this vacation. Just a little bit. And also, too, I feel the support that I let Tasha B know as well. Because whenever I make moves on behalf of pregame radio, Tasha B is with me. Lady Still is with me. Eb is with me. You guys get the idea. All right? And I always say, I remember who's been there from day one and who hasn't. So when I blow up, don't show up. And no, I said one because I really believe it's going to happen. But here's what I'm up to. Tasha B, you know how DJ Khaled, he is a DJ, he really doesn't rhyme. But he has all these hot-ass songs out with all these cool motherfuckers on it.
Is he a what?
He has all these hot features, you know, like.
Yeah, he's always releasing an album, but he never raps, so he's, you know, just, and then drops the beat.
Right. Right, he's doing that, right? In Miami, he's doing that for the South, right? And you know firsthand how my ideas work for songs and shit. So I figure, why don't I do the DJ Khaled thing up here?
Uh-oh. I smell something stinky coming through.
And one of the songs I'm working on is with three pregame approved artists, H Squared, Chase Baker, and Cashmere, to do the Straight Outta Compton remix, but instead of Compton, it's Straight Outta Brooklyn.
Wow.
Yeah. So
I'm loving that idea.
So as soon as I get the beat, I'm gonna send it to them, have they do their verses, have it put all together, mashed up, and I'm gonna put it out there for free, of course, through Twitter, Facebook, Gatpiff, and all that good stuff.
Yeah, y'all download that Gatpiff app too. I can get, like, it's easy to get mixtapes on your phone like that.
Yeah, Gatpiff freezes my phone. I'd rather just go on my computer and download to my computer.
I'm always on the run. Like, I never sit down in front of a computer, so.
Let me ask you something, Ms. Tasha B. Because.
Go ahead, fire off.
You came up in Brooklyn in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Junior high school. A little bit of high school.
Whoa, you pushing that. You forgot I'm young. Come on now.
But still, you was up there in the 90s. But anyway, you went to a hooky party, though, right?
To what party?
A hooky party.
Of course.
All right. So you remember how big reggae was at a Brooklyn hooky party, right?
Yes. All right, go ahead. Keep going.
I will see you dead, so this is for you.
Yes, Naya. Cool, Naya. Who am I? It's just the girl, them sugar. All right. Here I know. Oh, na, 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 na. niggie like your niggie if you are stitch it. Drop the auction like a cow, you wanna chop it. Drop me up the caution like a cow, you wanna dig it. It's like a river fight up on the bank and you take it. It's like a bicycle, so you hold it and that's it. So you want it, so you grab it, say I tell you, say you grab it. Girl, she a beg, you wanna ball, say she chop it. Batman plug in and me a move like a electric. It's like a basketball, she take time out, she vomit. Listen to me, fell and listen, listen to me lyrics. I'm the only man, they have me a drop it. I say, Sim Simma, who got the keys to my bima? Who am I? The girls and sugar. How can I make love to a fella in a rush? Pass me the keys to my drop. Who am I? The girls them lock. And I and I will make love to press up. Anything she wants, I will give it unto she. I can't believe to them, I friend them tell me that she.
Show me, him gal want blow me, two CS and me blow me. Me here now you owe me, a 1590. Me check it out, deep down to the grandma what. Me so I got the boy got me, the boy bad mind me. That's why me argument just for not roll me. And him big for sister now you me. He do what them claim to them know me. And them argument show me, show me, show me. That boy the name roll me. And him big for sister now you me. He do what them claim to them know me. And them argument.
Well, I tell you girls, in my youthful days,
Tasha B, did that bring back memories for you? Hello, Earth Calling Tasha B. She always does that. But shout out to Tasha B. She'll get back when she's ready. But so we're still here doing the damn thing. Matter of fact, big shout out to Keywall, St. Lunatics. We're gonna get into one of their joints. We're gonna do that. Side to side. Shout out to St. Lunatics. It's pregame radio. We're doing the damn thing. It was just supposed to be a test run, but, you know, Tasha B came home.
So I was like, fuck it, we're going to just do a show. You know, so we're just doing the damn thing. So it's great to have Tasha be back in the building.
We're really going to go all the way to White?
Yeah.
Wow, I was not expecting that. Oh,
that was only 45 minutes. I wasn't even ready to go to 12.
Yeah, like, I don't know how we got to 12.
Like, you know, but it's a good thing. It's a good look. How did you like that reggae mix, though?
Oh, man, I was up and at him. I was trying to think of the last party where we was playing some reggae and we were in there dancing. Like, Duddy wanting them girls was on the ground popping splits and hopping in them. It was crazy bananas. It's just some girls actually from down here, but they stay in New York now. And they came home to visit, and I guess somebody taught them how to dance us, and they came back and tore the shit up.
Wow.
Oh, and
so,
shout
you know,
out to my girl, Gwen Flex. I don't know if y'all know her.
Yes,
she's
Gwen Flex. Shout out to Gwen.
Yeah.
Yo.
Shout out to her, that is my baby. Yo, I've been rocking with you ever since then. What was that, 2005? Yo, when you were
oh, my goodness, that was so long
yo.
Ago.
You remember, yo, me and her used to work together at Against All Odds, man. That's crazy.
Oh, man.
Shout out to Gwen Flex, baby girl.
It's crazy how Tom
the reigning queen. I knew the queen when she was a princess.
That's just crazy how Tom passes, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for real, man.
Good, you know, and it's good that it does. Now, of course, you know, it's starting to get warm out here in New York. It's starting to get a little hot. You know, I know it's always a little bit warm down where you at. But, we're trying to retire the Ugg boots. Like the droopy, saggy, soggy-looking Ugg boots.
Like I don't even like Uggs.
And 75-degree weather.
Yo, with a short skirt on and a tank top and a vest. A winter vest.
Like, what the hell? So, what other things do you see at in the club, you know what I'm saying, that you just shouldn't do? Like, what is it that you see when you out at the club and you're just like, yo, did they really come out looking like that?
Yo, you know what it is down here? We've been getting a lot of pregnant girls in the club.
No.
And see, our clubs are actually smoking clubs. So you can smoke weed, you can smoke cigarettes all in on the inside with no ventilation. And here you are walking around 7 months pregnant in a club where people get tased, like two or three people get tased a night, and you're in there pregnant. So, you know, you just don't care about nothing. You really don't care about your life or your child's life.
You got to take pictures.
Yeah, I mean, and one girl was up on the stage in front of DJ booth just dancing, and I'm
next
like...
Next time you see that shit, you gotta take a picture and post it in the pre-game radio group under, pal, you need your ass beat. That's one thing awesome we're gonna start doing. We're gonna start taking pictures of ridiculous shit. Pal, you need your ass beat. Now, I'm not saying do it and then get into a conversation with the victim, but if you're able to snap the picture and... there's no repercussion. By all means, go for it.
Yo, I got a picture, this crazy picture. It's not funny. It's in the gas station. This shorty works in the gas station. I might be out with her to somebody right now. Next time, I probably won't go to that gas station anymore, but it's in Orangeburg. And shorty had, you know, the Nicki Minaj cut with the bob in the back and the long in the front. And she had, like, a little blonde streak on the side, so she had, like, the bangs and the bob, but she looks like, you know, Nicki Minaj's ugly cousin's, like, baby's grandmother, like, ugh. So it just looked like, I was like, yo, I found the real Nicki Minaj. This is what she looks like without all the makeup. Yo, shorty was like, I'm like, you know, you can't wear a Nicki Minaj hairstyle if you're not, you know, at least vaguely pretty like Nicki Minaj. It just don't cut it. It's like a fail.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the crazy shits I've seen out here.
What is
it at
downstairs?
I don't know what to say about that.
I'm currently enjoying
420,
so.
Oh, okay. That's nice, even though 420 is like a month ago.
No. Night, too.
Oh, could I see
420 is every day. Yeah, every night is 420 night. I wake up and go, damn, it's 420 again.
I had a good Cinco de Mayo. I can't fart.
Oh, I did, too. I hit four different spots, man.
I did have a good Cinco de Mayo, I'm going to play another throwback just for you, Miss Tasha B.
Alrighty.
Something I know you're going to like. Let's get into it. Let's see if you remember this. I want your initial reaction.
pregame radio with Brooklyn Black, I should be. And just for the record, anywhere Tasha B is always a party. So shout out to everybody over at Tasha B's party right now. So shout out to everybody over there at Tasha B's party, over there doing their thing, getting their chill on and their pregame on. So shout out to everybody over there. Shout out to all the artists who give me the hot tracks to play on pregame radio. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all the people who rock with me just because it's pregame radio, you know? It's all good. Thanks to the supporters, the fans, and all the people that stand behind me, you know, pretty much that's just everybody. Of course, we still keeping it going. Call us up, 347-857-4302. Shout out to VA. I see you on the check-in upstate, Rockland County. I see the 845s in the room. I see you. Wow. I want to see who has the new New York City area code, the 929. So if you got a 929 area code, call up 347-857-4302. And also, there's a lot of things that we're going to be doing with pregame radio. Like, I'm just really trying to, you know, expand it, keep it busy. I'm trying to create another show with Tasha B and Oli. You know, this, the hard thing is trying to get them both together at the same time. So once I can get that and we can get situated a date, we'll be good and ready to go. So that'll be another show from pregame radio. Also, like I said, I'm working on my New York DJ Khaled thing. Also, I'm making some changes on the site, pregameradio.me.com. It's just so much stuff that that's going down. Also, if you want me to, you know, host an event for you, host a mixtape, hell, we can do a feature. You can hit up Tasha B.
Hi.
Or you can hit me up at freegameradio@gmail.com. But definitely hit Tasha B up first.
Of course, of course.
But that's only because, you know, you got to make sure it's legit, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to go somewhere and it's like a waste of time or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Oh, she's giving that mm-hmm, definitely, like she's going to cuss me out, you know, on the night.
Hmm. Friends.
Fellas, y'all know what that shit means when a lady give you that. So I'm not gonna front. I'm a little scared right now.
You shouldn't be scared. You haven't done anything wrong, have you?
I'm a bit petrified because of the sound effects she's giving me. So I'm hoping that I will be back for the season 3 premiere to begin radio because Tasha B may cut me. So,
Thank
you guys. Chat call me. Hit me up on Twitter. Black guy, hit me up. Y'all here for me. No, I'm playing Tasha B and Sweetie Pie.
Mm-hmm.
But she would cut me if I did something wrong, though. But she's a sweetie pie. She won't come here unless she has to.
Wow, you made me sound so soft and sweet and caring and nurturing, like, really.
You know, you hold me down and I appreciate it. You know, and that's why. Also, I'm planning something for the pregame staff for next year.
Yeah.
I want us to hang out and chill. But not just anywhere.
Where do you say?
Most of us, we can just get up, on the block hanging out and chilling. Nah, I don't mean that shit. I mean, we going through Miami, homes.
Miami, Miami.
Like, you know, so
I'm starting my work.
If you want to tighten up, hit the gyms now, get your Typo DVDs dusted.
I'm just going to run really far, really fast.
You know, get your thigh master out the back of the closet.
Doing some workouts right now.
Get right.
Some glute flexes.
Yeah, because we'll be hitting the beach. Well, y'all niggas be hitting the beach. I ain't going to the motherfucking beach.
Oh, yes, you are. Nigga, you ain't taking us out there, and you not going. Like, you must do as we do. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't make nobody do nothing you don't want to do, so you got
to
go.
I ain't going to make y'all do nothing. If y'all want to go to the beach, y'all ain't got to go. I'm not going to force you to go to the beach.
Well, why are you not going to the beach?
I don't like the beach. They have a beautiful view and everything, but I don't like going to the beach.
You don't like what?
Sorry, call it a pet peeve or whatever. I just don't like going to the beach.
That's weird. Maybe you must have, like, a bad experience at Coney Island with the glass and the needles. And
I've been to Coney Island Beach. Like, I've been to the beach before. You know, played in the sand, you know, let the current, you know, push me a little bit further up onto the shore so I can get out faster. You know, I did all that.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't like the beach. I guess because I haven't been there since I was a little kid. I was like,
wow.
You know, fuck it, it's me. I've been there, so what? You know.
That's crazy. I love the beach.
Like me, I would be, well, go to Miami, I would, you know, check out the lounges, the bars. You know, arcades.
There's
and
a lot
shit.
Of beach bars.
You know, I do stuff like that. You know, I would just mellow out, walk around, you know, and learn shit. You know. Eat authentic Cuban sandwich or something.
Yeah, I definitely want a Cuban sandwich.
Yeah, you feel what I'm saying? You know, do stuff like that. I wouldn't really care for the beach, you know. Like, if I don't go, I won't be mad.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be all good. Yo, shout out to your party going on, yo.
Yo, and I'm upstairs and they're downstairs, man.
Like, that's a real popping party.
Would you believe it's only like 4 people?
Nah, I wouldn't believe that.
Well, that's what it is.
I wouldn't believe that. But. A woman's point of view, I gotta ask, like, because, you know, I know you probably see it a lot in the South. You see pregnant chicks in the club, so. Deadbeat mothers, you know, because everybody always goes in on deadbeat dads and shit like that, but what about the deadbeat mothers? Especially since it's Mother's Day weekend, I figure I ask you that question. What's your take on the deadbeat moms? Have you seen any, heard of any? Okay. Possibly you may have she definitely did temporarily step out. So while she gets back in the studio, my take on deadbeat mom is sort of like it's crazy. Like I said, we always roast the deadbeat dads and everything like that, and you know, but there are deadbeat moms out there, moms who don't want to be mothers, like they make a baby and drop it off with a relative or whatever. You know. And we put so much flack on, you know what I'm saying, on the deadbeat fathers, and we, you know, clown them and everything like that. But, hey, sure wasn't good. Well, it's not all wasn't good because they shouldn't do it. But deadbeat moms, I have a real bad bone to pick with y'all. You know, I should be back.
Yeah, my phone, like, did some crazy shit, but, you know, I'm back.
So what's your take on the deadbeat mothers? I know you may see them often because, you know, you see pregnant chicks in the club. I'm sorry, I found that to be deadbeat. Like, why
would
you do that? But,
I try to find a way to get them kind of like put out the club sometimes. Because it's like, I just can't stand there and watch that. Like, I have a special needs child or whatever. So for me to see somebody like purposely endangering their child's well-being before they even get a chance to take their first breath, that really bugs the shit out of me. Like, you know, you never know what's going to happen. And anything you do could somehow affect your child later on in life. And that's just, it's a little fucked up. Like, you're giving them a rougher chance of a start. You know what I'm saying? And the fact that they're already young, in a young family, a young black family, like, it's already going to be a setback in poverty. So you're going to settle back mentally and all that, too? It's real fucked up.
Pretty much, exactly.
This girl was on stage, like, she's, like, 7 months pregnant. I'm like, yo, I was, like, on bed rest.
Okay, now, I'm sorry. The bouncer at that club needs his ass beat.
But they can't make her do that. I mean, they can't make her come down, though.
She should be in the club. Why would they let her in?
They can't turn her away from being pregnant. That'd be discrimination. That'd be discrimination.
What do you mean that?
As long as there's like a warning up, it says warning, the Surgeon General states that, you know, tobacco smoke or whatever can cause blah, 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 then there's really nothing they can do. If you have that sign up, you saw the warning and you came in anyway, that's your choice. But they don't have the discretion to stop them from doing it.
Yeah,
cigarettes and alcohol and all that. Like, they can't tell you you can't do it, but they have to warn you as to why it will be bad for you. So, you know, a pregnant woman can go buy a six-pack right now and drink it. And there's nothing that can stop her. And it, like, pisses me off. I saw this one picture on someone's Facebook page, and it was a pregnant girl in the club with a beer in her hand.
That's crazy.
Like,
wow,
just because it's a light beer doesn't mean it's okay. And then you're doing it in public where a photographer could take a picture of you. Like, that's forever your child's, like, first image like that.
Oh, wow, picture. That gives me an idea.
Yeah, we got to talk after the show, Mustache. I'm sorry, if you're available. Because Natasha do be busy sometimes. And sometimes she be too busy for Brooklyn Black. Like, I could call out and I'll get out.
I got a lot
back
of dentures going on, man.
Yeah, she, like I tell you, Natasha P is literally pimping.
Yo, for real, though. I am.
She has a stable of dogs. And they hit the club on the nightly and get her tricks.
Yeah?
No. That's all I'm saying. Mustache be a simple.
You get paid to party.
You're paid to party.
Yeah. I take my girls. They pay for our gas wherever we go. Pay us for coming there. Got bottles all night. VIP access, double waiting line. Yeah, it's lovely. It's what I'm used to, you know, the VIP spa treatment. Like, I always try to get myself to that point when I go to places because I don't like to wait and I like to, you know, be able to move as I like. So,
wow.
Yeah,
I have to, so are you telling me I need a road trip?
Hey, do what you got to do. I would like that in Nyack, too.
RJ, we need a road trip. Yo, we on the way. So we get up. So we take the road trip down there.
Jim Jones. Yo, Jim Jones is having his all-white party down here tomorrow night at the Coop in Columbia, South Carolina.
I'm not going to be able to make that. And I know, I know Jim Jones is in Rockland right now.
Yeah, so at 9:30, I think, is the red carpet. And then from there, You can move to VIP for $100. That covers all your drinks for the night, and then you get to parlay with Jimmy and everybody.
So,
VIP producers and stuff.
So let me ask you. So me and RJ, we take the road trip, right?
Mhm.
And we get like when you gotta wait in line, we in VIP. Or
yeah.
Is it that you a VIP and we still got hate for shit? Because we do.
Nah. You go if you with me.
Oh, so we not waiting in line and we in the VIP chilling?
Yeah.
Bottles all night.
Uh-huh.
Like rappers and shit.
Yeah. Actually, we chill with rappers, like, in VIP, like, they're like a group of rappers that come to a certain club and they'll see us and go ask, like, who we are. And they're like, oh, y'all know the main models. Y'all want to chill with y'all. Y'all can negotiate something for them to come up to VIP and just hang out with you guys, lounge and talk and drink. That's what we do. We just, like, parlay. It's so much fun. Like, I remember there was one girl. She was, like, a Maybach model for a day. She came to a tryout class but never went through with it. And we saw her there. And the whole night we worked with all these, like, big music artists that are, well, big down here in the South. And she was just looking like, oh, man, like, damn, I wish I was with them right now. I'm sitting at the bar buying one drink at a time. And, you know, we were up there popping bottles and taking pictures and networking and booking video shoots. It was crazy, like,
bottles.
Like, you know, I'm going to need you to say something, baby. Like,
wow.
It is.
So, RJ, you take the time off work, I take the time off work, and we are out there to Augsburg quick. You got to get there quick.
I
got to
let y'all know when the night is. Like, last night we did four different spots. It was crazy.
Well, I just want to go to one spot, pop out, take pictures with my sunglasses on. You know, watch you dance on the dance floor, and then call it a night.
Wow.
That'd be a good club night to work on that.
I know, good spot.
Hey, wherever you feel more comfortable dancing at.
There's a good photographer there, too. Show you how they take southern pictures. They're different than how they take pictures in the club like up north.
I'm just going to have on my slave lens. Shout out to A-Squared. I'm going to put on my slave lens, and I'm going to be chilling. I'll take as many pictures while I got the slave lens.
Nah, they're going to have, like, the airbrush background and stuff.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
Crazy.
You mean how they used to have it up here back in the day? Actually, I know some clubs, they still got it like that. They got the
airbrush
background.
We still got it like that with the Escalade.
Oh, God.
The one with the
Fendi,
Gucci,
that's
what
it is, take the
pictures. Yeah, that's what it is, yo. And they print them out for you right there, man. So I was for like $10. Nigga got a camera that's not even a DSLR.
Yo, we'll take better pictures. Yo, me and RJ take better pictures with our smartphone power.
Yo, like I got one like right now that we did. It was crazy. We did like 6 or 7 of those, and then I had died with have us come in the pictures with them, and they buy the pictures because the girl's in the picture. Like, it was crazy.
That is, I don't know. That's bananas. And Pastor B, there's just so much that I got to update you on. Like, were you here when TGO was in the building?
No.
What? You weren't around when TGO was in the building?
Mm-mm.
Okay. These dudes are sick. They can make a remix of anything and make it hot like it was their own.
Mm-hmm.
Like this one right here.
Trafficking, street though, I got us, Excuse me, homie, no matter of fact, excuse you. It's the classic Harlem shit, something to get used to. I get money and yes, I get fresh too. TGO, the new version of the Get Fresh crew. And it's nothing new, yeah, my money been stacking up. Walk in the club, pop a bottle, girls back it up. You had your run, now you're done, nigga, pack it up. We don't chase money, nah, money chase after us. That's what's up, yeah, dawgs, I'm about my money, man. Take it back, do the wild border, running main. Niggas like free throw, you going crazy. Fuck your niggas thought, I was born in the 80s. Product of the hood, Harlem streets unraised. When you get caught with the work, you still fuck, you pay me. If it's not a CD, now you ain't gon' play me. TGO is the army, better yet, we the Navy. I style with no effort just to say it for the record. You ain't gotta like it, but I guarantee you will respect it. Closing A2O was what's covering the necklace. Gotta thank the Lord for swag, something I was blessed with. 6 minutes, 6 minutes, 6 minutes. Let's go 80s on the mean and take it back to Grams. Red Star, Bluey Jacket, courtesy of Dapper Dan. You ain't know I get busy, better action, man. Trying to get money now, that sounds like a plan. I could take a brick of some pure cocaine, turn it into four finger rings and a rope chain. 40 below boots on, you're not hot, you're lukewarm. My team on steroids, in other words, we too strong. Coming out of Harlem front on who, I beg your pardon. You ain't good for nada, bet your father wish you used a condom. I'm just here to get money, you can have the start on. This shit so easy, why? Cause I'm a fucking problem.
Yeah, that was the show's Cruzio remix. Like I said, these are nice to do out of Harlem. Shout out to Cruzio and Fuego. They do the damn thing. Oh, man, yo, I want to be where Tasha B is at right now. It is live over there. But call us up, 347-857-4302.
Hold on, you want them to say what's up real quick?
Yeah, sure, let's hear from your party.
Yo, y'all say what's up. Y'all on here. What's up?
What's good, ladies? Shout out to y'all.
Yo, make your horse noise. Hola, bitch. Make your horse noise. She sounds like a horse. Y'all do this shit, man.
She sounds like... Wow.
You see
wow.
What I'm saying? Only in the South, man. Yo, she is the most live chick ever, man. She's currently pregnant. She's sober.
Congratulations.
That's the sober one can make a horse noise.
Congratulations.
Can you imagine hear that, huh?
Congratulations and all that. And we're still rocking pregame radio. We only got about 11 minutes left for the show. So we're just here rocking out. And guess what, Tasha B? Blog Talk kept their word.
She said they're not about the congratulations.
Okay. And I believe that would be gracias.
That. She said they not. It's all right. That's the whole point. It's
like
funny.
Like I said, Blog Talk Radio has fixed all problems with the switchboard of free game radio. So... Once season 3 starts, we're going to be on and popping. No interruptions, no hacker, none of that bullshit. So, free game radio is on and popping. We're alive. We're good to go. And we can do the damn thing. So, of course, most definitely follow us. Free game_radio. The real top should be at Brooklyn Black. Blaze3, that's BLAZEDRE, Blaze3. Shout out to RJ. RJ's still on Facebook. Join the pregame radio group on Facebook as well. We're on there. Hit me up, Looking Black. All you artists, send your submissions, pregameradio@gmail.com. Hit me up during the break, send me your tracks. Once I get 6 artist submissions, I'll start booking them. And first come, first serve basis. So if you're the first one there, once season 3 starts, we are starting with you. As Tasha B sucks up like a pound of mucus.
No, my phone dragged across the table. It was crazy. Like,
Wow. So, all this, like I said, hit me up. Once I get to 6 artist submissions. I will start booking them first come, first serve basis. So freegameradio@gmail.com. Send in your music and your press kit. And please, don't forget, record a drop. It'll only take you like 30 seconds to do in the studio. Yo, this is such and such, and I'm rocking with Brooklyn Black. I should be ready to see on app on Freegame Radio, you heard? You know, some quick, easy shit like that. You know, I don't ask for much. And also, we got a great slew of guests getting ready to come to the Freegame Radio to guest host the show. Like, for instance, we've got Sherry Johnson. She's going to be in the guest host seat real soon. You know, and we have a couple of other people in mind. We're getting some of the paperwork situated, so definitely stay tuned. And I want to give a shout out to everybody who's listening and that, everybody who's doing their thing. Big shout out to Primo Stacks. Big shout out to RJ Phil Saeed. All the OTM, Ray. Man, I tell you, the crew was so quick, like, it'll take me another hour to name everybody. So, big shout-out to the crew. Shout-out to the 2460. Shout-out to Knock Knock T. Shout-out to everybody who rocks. Shout-out to Tough Wire, who's also my management at the current time. Tough Wire, toughwirebiz@gmail.com is the email. They do talent management, image consulting, and all that good stuff. And they landed Brooklyn Black, so, you know, it's a good thing. And they just let me do whatever the fuck I want. So you have total creative freedom. Trust me. Sasha B, you have any shots you want to get across before we get out of here tonight?
Nah, good.
No shadows? Nah, you good? All right. Fellas, please, don't be a fool. Wrap your tool, ladies. Don't fall for the scam. Protect your clan. Shout out to all the mothers, single mothers, wed mothers, mothers with a boyfriend, or mothers that got some type of relationship with baby daddy, whatever. If you're a mother, you're doing your thing right by your kids. Shout out to you. Happy Mother's Day.
And shout out to the mothers who make the right choice if they know they ain't the best fit for their child, for real.
Yeah, shout out to the mothers who, you know, think they ain't getting no recognition, no acknowledgement. When you feel that, just know Brooklyn Black appreciates what you do. Right, even if I don't know you as a mother, but if you're a mother, you get my respect. All right? If you pregame and you drinking, come on, let's be smart, call a cab. Don't drink and drive, you know what I mean? A lot of these phones got an app that will call you a cab if you're drunk. So all you got to do is play with your phone. All right? Do all of that. We going to play. So what am I going to get into so we can get out of here in the last 5 minutes? I'm going to play some Shut It Down, DTF Family, as we get out of here. You guys be safe, man, and I'll catch y'all when we come back to season 3, you heard? Peace out.
With the cane that came in the Kia. Bought my first gold chain with the Rhea. OG had the rain, we up. This around the time it was Dame and Aaliyah. I was in the X. Now I feel I'm in Charlotte's web like North Carolina internet. We here for the salad, don't let us vinaigrette. Block work, CBM, dog, some been a threat. It don't depend, I intend to pin it best. Sorry if I offend the rest, but Siraj told me said it. Mirage, bet it. Treat it like a menage and get wet it. Let's shoot around, you regret it. I'll be around for the crashes. Competition can't compete, I'm coming now. Control, alt, delete.
Alright, friend, I got him. Yo, we.
We're
right.
Taking over the world.
cloud, can't affect the star. I'm so above them all, I just hover. Closet full of Air Force Ones in every color. I'm on my grind so foul, I ain't fair with it. Cause I can hit your town and move Taylor Swift. And you can never Kanye that. God willing, they wishing the guard laid flat. But never that, cause we let the arms play back. No rap, but I be getting my moderate jack. I'm like five sheets, four style P, three big, two pox. God damn, when they found me, I shut down.
Over. I hit him back like big homie, it's the takeover. My bad B got me feeling like the new Hova. The hood on my back, the whole world on my shoulders. I used to move boulders, now I move music. Real star Tony got the world moving to it. Top notch goon gang, it's the goon thing. You with a ball swing, worry about your new swing.
You know what it say, they doing it better, so please. Been grinding since day one, for competition we already won. So close to the NYC, through the tunnels where you wanna see. Just follow the signs, win an awful lot. It takes over
out of here. You know, we about to do the damn thing. Thanks for tuning in. Appreciate it.
Initiating shutdown sequence.
As you can see, we being pushed out for this pregame radio you heard. And we gonna keep going and going and going and going and going. But I'm out of here. Peace.